WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
A hurricane or tropical system can be divided into three basic parts: the eye, the eye wall, and the rain bands. Since we've covered the eye and eye wall in the last couple of weeks, let's take a look at the last element. Rain bands are curved bands of clouds and convective storms that trail away from the eye wall in a spiral fashion. These bands are capable of producing heavy bursts of rain and wind, as well as tornadoes. There are sometimes gaps between the spiral rain bands where no rain or wind is found. If one were to travel between the outer edge of a hurricane to its center, one would normally progress from light rain and wind to dry and weak breeze, then back to increasingly heavier rainfall and stronger wind over and over again, with each period of rainfall and wind being more intense and lasting longer. Spiral bands are such a basic structure to a tropical cyclone that in most tropical cyclone basins, use of the satellite-based Dvorak technique is the primary method used to determine a tropical cyclone's maximum sustained wind. And this will be a topic for a future 101. I think it is also important to note that the term rain band is also used in reference to any cloud and precipitation structure associated with an area of rainfall that is significantly elongated. The term rain band is sometimes interchanged with squall line, except when using it in referring to tropical systems. Got a question about the weather? You can drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com, and we'll see if we can come up with an answer.